DVDs have enabled us to see movies from some unlikely places. Our critic at large, John Power, says that some of the best films he's seen come from South Korea.
I often hear people complain that foreign movies just aren't what they used to be. Where's the new Truffaut, they ask? The new Fellini? The short answer is, in Asia. And at the moment, the most exciting place in Asia is South Korea, whose culture is just exploding. Its pop singers and TV stars are hot from Seoul to Singapore. And its film industry keeps cranking out vibrant movies, ranging from Tarantino-esque thrillers like the international hit Old Boy to the refined art films of Hong Sang-soo, who dissects Korean machismo in a literary style reminiscent of Eric Rohmer. Although it's still hard to see Korean movies in our theaters, many of the good ones are now available on DVD. And in fact, two of the very best ones have just come out. The first is a Korean hit called Memories of Murder by the gifted filmmaker Bong Joon-ho. Based on a true story, this is the best crime movie I've seen in several years. It's smart, funny, and unsettling. The action takes place in a 1980s small town and begins with the discovery of a woman's corpse. The film's hero, Detective Park, is a cocky, jocular, weirdly likable cop who sets about solving her murder the old-fashioned way. This largely involves beating confessions out of anyone he finds suspicious. But when that doesn't work, he's joined by a smug big-city cop who insists he'll solve the crime scientifically. The movie's amusing first hour follows these cops as they scour the community, joking and bickering and brawling. But as more women start to get killed, the story deepens and takes on moral weight. The detectives get worn down by the horror of what they're investigating. This is especially true of Detective Park, brilliantly played by Song Kang-ho, who emerges as a frivolous man sobered by the experience of dealing with terrible things that may just be inexplicable. And as in a Hollywood crime film like, say, Chinatown, we gradually grasp that we're actually being shown a portrait of a whole society. We see Korean culture during the 80s dictatorship, with its quiet complicities and repression. There aren't enough police officers pursuing the killer because so many are being used to clamp down on protests against the military dictatorship. Korea's dictatorial past is also the theme of The President's Last Bang, which is based on an even stranger true story. On October 26, 1979, South Korea's president-slash-dictator Park Chung-hee was gunned down by the head of the Korean CIA during one of the president's notorious boozing and womanizing sessions at his mansion. The killer claimed he was striking a blow against the dictatorship. Now, this was shocking stuff. I mean, just imagine Richard Nixon being shot down by J. Edgar Hoover at an orgy. And what filmmaker Im Sang-soo has done with this event inspired controversy with its irreverent subversiveness. Rather than treat the assassination with the customary docudrama blandness, he's turned the whole episode into jet-black comedy. It's like remaking Oliver Stone's JFK in the style of Dr. Strangelove. In capturing the events of one murderous night, filmmaker Im conjures up a corrupt ruling order, populated by self-loathing bureaucrats, good-time gals, cynical secret servicemen, small-time fall guys, and politicians who philander as if every woman is their last. In the process, The President's Last Bang shows how big events actually happen in all their sad, funny, messy energy. This isn't the clockwork Hollywood hokum of Syriana, where George Clooney arrives in the desert precisely in time to get zapped by a missile. Instead, the movie treats Park's assassination as a stew of self-promotion, cross-purposes, lousy communications, highfalutin ideals, and people dashing off to the toilet for bouts of nervous diarrhea. By treating the assassination as a grandiose farce, Im captures a profound truth often left out of the textbooks. History isn't neat. But it is important to everyone. And part of what makes Memories of Murder and The President's Last Bang so memorable is that they're so accessible and entertaining. And these movies are not alone. One reason Korean film culture is so alive is that so many of its best filmmakers grapple with big issues in commercial movies aimed at the mass audience, just as Hollywood famously did back in the 70s heyday of Easy Riders and Raging Bulls. In fact, watching these two Korean movies be smart, politically savvy, and fun to watch, you may find yourself complaining, yet again, that American movies just aren't what they used to be.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.